Well, today on our thought leader discussion, excuse me, I thought we'd bring in Chuck Garcia of Associated Bank to talk about some of the things that we're thankful for. It's our regular Thursday event, our thought leader discussion, but it's on Wednesday because we won't be here tomorrow. Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell. Welcome back. I thought we would talk about what we're thankful for coming up, but this is the first time that we've chatted since the election. I'm interested to know what you've seen that is positive and pushing the markets upward that you like over the last couple of weeks.
Well, I think that the market's reaction is pretty significant. People seem to be upbeat. There's obviously uncertainty out there still, but I think the general mood in the markets are upbeat. You know, all the trends seem to be on the up positive side. So I think in general, I think things seem pretty positive.
And the markets seem to be reacting that way as well. There's only a little bit of concern about where the bond yield may be headed. What are you seeing there?
I think that's really leveling into the uncertainty in the marketplaces. And I think for most people, probably going to stay a little bit shorter today than that real long end of the cycle. I think there's still upside believed to be in the market or built in there.
So I'm seeing also today there is a little bit of worry about what's going to be happening with the European Union. There's an election in France, and they're talking about leaving the European Union as well. It's called Frexit.
Yes.
So more uncertainty from around the world.
Correct.
Give us a sense of how that's impacting our local economy or what could possibly impact our
local
economy.
Well, again, I think you hit the key word is uncertainty. I think anytime there's uncertainty, it gives people pause and says, gosh, do I want to enter X market? Do I want to enter X business, depending on where that is? And I think the uncertainty is absolutely out there.
The last time we had a discussion, we were talking about emerging markets and how those were sort of ripe for the picking for investments. Not so much anymore. There's a lot of concern over those areas.
Agree. I totally agree.
So what would the exposure be if you had to guide people in those areas?
I'd say be cautious. I'd say, you know, see how some of these trade agreements begin to play out, see what the reality is of those. Saw the Chinese entering in and trying to fill voids in some of that space recently. And so I think that be cautious of where you're going, what you're doing, and I'd wait for more certain times, I'd say, in how these pacts run themselves out.
I know there's probably a lot that has surprised you over the last couple of weeks, but I want to just mention something since you brought it up, the trade agreements, that the Prime Minister of Canada was very quick to tell President-elect Donald Trump, hey, I'm ready to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement today. Did that surprise you?
It was a surprise. I think people have liked the certainty that was in place for such a long time now. So that was a surprise.
And the Trans-Pacific deal, that
yes.
Seems to be dead on arrival now. Everybody seems to agree with that.
It seems to be, although I read something this morning that seemed to indicate that there's some level of flexibility there, perhaps on a smaller scale with more targeted countries. So it could have some variation that could come out of that. Again, who knows on that front? The coming months will be, I think, very interesting.
We continue our thought leader conversation this morning with Associated Bank and one of the directors there, Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management, Chuck Garcia, manager of Government Banking and Financial Institutions as well at Associated Bank. Chuck, before the break, we were talking a little bit about how the markets were bouncing back and forward after the election of Donald Trump. In some of these areas where there is concern and nervousness, what do you tell some of your clients? What do you tell folks who may be worried about, like we mentioned earlier, the emerging markets?
I think, again, it depends on the market. A lot of our clients here are very Midwest oriented. Their roots are here. Their clients are here. Their businesses are. I think where you get outside of this general area or even outside the country, that's where a great deal of uncertainty is out there. So guiding our clients in a lot of instances is, I'd say, a little easier because it's more local, it's more regional, and there's much more certainty there.
We saw with the election that the Midwest really was solidly behind Donald Trump.
Yes.
The Rust Belt, as they described it, Michigan, Wisconsin, those states. Is the economy not as good as we thought it was here in the Midwest, or what was at play there?
It seems to be that it's solid, but not for everybody. I think depending on where you are, what your industry is, I think that not everybody is feeling the positives, and I think that really is the turning point, it seems, of where people chose to vote and who actually came out and voted.
And so some of those areas would be what, construction, maybe manufacturing?
Correct. Absolutely. It sure seems to be that way. Or anything that has anything, obviously the mining industries, things of that nature, but heavy type of equipment. I think a lot of people, maybe they even still have a job, but perhaps feel underemployed.
So here's the million-dollar question for you. You've seen a lot of these cycles happen. The president-elect has promised to bring some of these jobs back to try to rejuvenate this. Is that even possible?
Well, if he's able to pass through what everybody believes in this big infrastructure project, yes, I think it is. I think those are jobs that will spawn new jobs. I don't know, you didn't mention Ford, but their decision to keep some element of their factories still here in the States. I think that it is possible. It doesn't happen overnight, obviously. These are very long-term type of decisions. But I think the infrastructure project has a lot of potential.
But for some of the manufacturing jobs, for some of the steel jobs, for some of these other jobs that went overseas because of NAFTA and some of the others, is it a possibility?
I think it is a possibility. I think when you look at potential to change tariffs, to change some of the taxing structures, I think last time we spoke, we talked about repatriating funds for some of these companies, bringing some of those factories back online here in the U.S. and making it economically feasible. It's possible. Again, it doesn't happen overnight. Clearly, it's a longer-term type of proposition.
And then there's the renegotiating of these trade deals, as we've talked about, that could go a long way. And then there's also, as we just sort of mentioned before the election, too, just this idea of having companies start reinvesting again in this country. There's a lot of cash parked everywhere.
Correct.
What impact could that have?
I think that could be huge. I think that can happen fairly quickly. You take the tax rates down to what's proposed or what's been talked about in the 10% range, you've automatically changed the economic dynamics entirely for many of these companies who would like, I think, in many cases, to bring those funds back on shore. I think that's an element that could change things very, very quickly.
We've been hearing a lot, too, about deregulation in different industries. What do you like out of that discussion that you've been hearing, and what do you not dislike?
Well, I'll speak to the industry I know best, obviously banking. I think it's been built up in the bank stocks in the last week and a half here. They're really on the uptick with the anticipation of some level of deregulation being imposed and some lower regulation that has been imposed over the last 7-8 years. And I think there's tremendous opportunity to reinvest those monies in people, branches, whatever a particular financial institution may have available to it. It's a total ability to redirect some of those monies that have been spent on compliance and regulation.
There was a report in the Wall Street Journal talking about the Dodd-Frank Act specifically this morning, and the writer having a little bit of caution, saying, let's not overshoot this. There's a way we can go up to the line, but overshooting it might set us up for another catastrophe, is what the words that this writer used. Would you agree with that?
I think there's some level of that I do agree with. I think anything that we do, we overcook, whether it's overregulating or underregulating, gives plenty of room for those that want to push those boundaries, that they'll do it. And so, yes, I would agree with that. We still, you know, banks are an industry that the public has to rely upon. Some level of regulation is absolutely necessary, and I would not overshoot taking all these things away. But I think there is a balancing that I hopefully can occur.
Overcooking the turkey and the Thanksgiving pie, too, is probably not a good idea. Let me ask you this, because your experience, we're so happy to draw on it, because a lot of people have asked me, well, Steve, how quickly can some of this stuff happen after the new president is inaugurated? I think the answer is it varies, right? I mean, some of it could be executive order. Others we'd have to wait for Congress. What is your thought?
It is very much that. I think some of the tax code elements could change fairly quickly. And I think, again, I think those will have very, very significant near and long-term impacts. Getting jobs back online here in the United States in factories, you don't build a factory overnight. You don't put it back into production. Those things will take time. But I think there are absolutely things that can have a significant impact both on in real terms, but also in perception and people's ideas of what the future looks like. If they're real, tangible, and the right decisions, can have a very positive impact.
Well, as we sit today, I think the polling is at 98% for a Fed's fund increase at the December meeting. You on board with that as well?
Very much so, yes. It's probably a little beyond time, But again, given all the uncertainties over the last 6 months, I don't think it's a wrong move to have held, but I think it would be wrong to hold on longer.
And so what will that mean as we see that roll out at the consumer level and above?
Well, consumer levels, if you have variable rate type of interest rates that you're tied to a credit card, perhaps a mortgage, you will see those increase. For us banks, it gives us an opportunity to price up in marketplaces that we haven't been able to on loans, which is a positive for the financial industry, depending on which side that you're on. And then for savers, and you think of like especially the seniors that have seen their buying value deteriorate so bad with these low interest rates, I think it gives them a positive uptick. Now, again, I don't think anybody anticipates anything more than a 25 basis point change. So it's not a huge change. But I think, again, it's there's a mental aspect to that, too.
And shame on us, I guess, for always looking forward even beyond the event that's coming. But as we look forward into the new year as well, it would seem that the Federal Reserve Chair has also sort of set the market up, the Federal Open Market Committee up for a series of increases. Of course, we thought that was going to happen this year, but that's what she's setting up again for next year, isn't it?
It sure looks that way. And again, I think it's very appropriate. If the market and the economy continues to move at the pace that it's going here, I don't believe it's going to have any negative drag on that.
Because we've seen the economic indicators that I think she's probably looking at too, construction, unemployment, all of those things have been positive now for multiple weeks in a row, especially construction, home construction.
Yes.
What would be the sign from out maybe left field that would be a warning sign that would stop that process from?
Well, I think if you saw unemployment tick up in a significant way on any prolonged period, that would absolutely do that. I think there's need, frankly, for a little inflation. I don't think they would overreact to a modest increase in inflation. Obviously, there are shocks. If there's a shock to the oil industry, if there's a shock to from outside the country, potentially, that can obviously have an impact. But I think all the signs seem to point very positively and should warrant further increases.
Yeah, God forbid a terrorist attack or some military action. That's what you might be referring to outside of the country.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. So, this is Thanksgiving week. I thought we would use a little bit of time here at the end of our conversation to sort of talk about what we all can be thankful for. From, we look at our area as Wisconsin and Illinois and Indiana. Our economy's been pretty good. We have a lot to be thankful for, even with these negative parts, right?
Absolutely. I think there are so many positives. I think there's uncertainty from if you live in Illinois, obviously the government is a concern locally and regionally with the government. But there's so many positive pieces. The consumer spending seems to be solid. Construction is solid. All the major drivers of what economically you'd be excited and happy for, that they're definitely there.
So what would you kind of guide people to if they're having trouble finding something to be thankful for? You've mentioned a few things there, but what how do you respond to folks when they say, what are you thankful for?
Well, look, we live in a fabulous country, mm-hmm. first. We're safe here. When you compare us to the rest of the world, we live in a very safe country. For us regionally, jobs are abundant. You drive down any street and there's a help wanted sign. So the chances to have employment are very strong. I think that we have the ability to continue to grow further. And I think just the optimism and the opportunity is something we should all be thankful for.
And the optimism part of it is a key thing, because if you're not really optimistic, if you're always thinking in a negative way, you might bring that along with you, or some baggage you might bring along if you're negative, right?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. There's always something to look on a downside. Again, I say you look at the school system and some of the funding problems we have. There's certainly always downsides, but I'd say the optimism and the positives far outweigh that.
So will it be Thanksgiving turkey or Thanksgiving ham? And are you apple pie or pumpkin pie?
Well, I hope it's both, actually, on all fronts. I'm sure I'll overindulge as everybody else will, but probably a turkey guy.
Well, we look forward to having a good Thanksgiving with you and you, the best to your family and to everyone at Associated Bank, and we'll see you after the holiday.
Well, thank you, and the same to you.
Chuck Garcia is Director of Commercial Deposits and Treasury Management and Manager of Government Banking and Financial Institutions at Associated Bank. You can follow Associated Bank on Twitter at Associated Biz, B-I-Z.